Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Hayam Abiz, 10 lines from the bottom, by the word Mesve. So we're in the middle of discussing a machlaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chalitzas and Bias Meuberes. So the case is, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. And Reuven dies without any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. Now Mrs. Reuven is pregnant at the time. Shimon's in town, he happens to be there, he's going away, it's going to be very difficult for him to do chalitza later on. Meaning, if Mrs. Reuven ends up having a baby, so then in a chanami, she doesn't fall to Yibam. But if she ends up not having a baby, so then she falls to Yibam. But Shimon's leaving town, it's going to be very hard for him to do chalitza later, so he decides, you know what, he's just going to do chalitza now. So he does chalitza on Mrs. Reuven while she is a meuberes, chalitzas meuberes. The shaila is does that chalitza work? Meaning, in the event that Mrs. Reuven ends up miscarrying, so it comes out that really there was no, Reuven never had any children, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, now, or Chalitza. Now, she did Chalitza already, but she did Chalitza at a time that she was the Meuberes. Does that Chalitza work or not? The sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is that Chalitza's Meuberes Shma Chalitza, it does count, it works as Chalitza, whereas Reish Lakish says that no, she still is going to need a, she's going to require another Chalitza after the miscarriage, since at that time she was a Meuberes, Uven, Einlai, Ayinolav, Reish Lakish Darshins, or perhaps from Svara, that no, while she's a Meuberes, so then Chalitza does not work. And the way we had it in the Gemara earlier, is that they also argue about Yibam, about Bias Meuberes. If a person, if a Yavam does Yibam with the Yavama while she's a Meuberes, and it comes out she ends up miscarrying, so really it comes out what they did was technically okay, but does that count as Yibam? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalitza Meuberes, Shma Chalitza, Bias Meuberes, Shma Bia. He says it's all okay, even while she's a Meuberes. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, that both Chalitza and the Bia of a Meuberes is Loishma Chalitza, Veloishma Bia. The Gemara attempted to bring all different rayas from the Mishnah, from our Mishnah at the top of the Amud, to both the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and to the Sheet of Reish Lakish. Ultimately, the Gemara was unsuccessful. So now, after exhausting all efforts at trying to prove the halacha from the Mishnah, the Gemara now resorts to a Braisa. So says the Gemara Meisve. We'll bring a raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says like this, Hakainis as Yevimtoi, Venimtseis Meuberes, Mamish, our case, the Braisa discusses our case, a Yavam does Yibam with the Yavama, and she's a Meuberes, so Reuven dies, Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, she's pregnant, and Shimon has Yisbia with her. The halacha is that Harezu loy tinase tsarasa. So in this case, Reuven was actually married to Mrs. Reuven, but also to a tsara. He was also married to a tsara. So the tsara of Mrs. Reuven. So now when Shimon does Yibam, he has Bia with Mrs. Reuven. She was a Meuberes. So obviously he wasn't supposed to. If she ends up having a child, it comes out that Shimon was Ivar on Eshes Ach. It comes out she never fell to Yibam. So obviously this is something he wasn't supposed to do. Lamaisa, he did. He had Yibam, he had Bia with Mrs. Reuven. So what would be the halacha of the tsara? Well, what's the halacha of the tsara? Says the Braisa, Harezu lei tinase tsarasa. The tsara, she's not allowed to get married. The Torah says the Yavama Lashuk, she's not allowed to marry an Isha Acher. So she's not allowed to get married. And the reason is because Shemi Yehev Lachal Kayama. Because Mrs. Reuven, who's pregnant, maybe she'll end up giving birth to a viable child. Now the Gemara asks, and Adarabba, that doesn't make any sense. Ki havi avlad ben kayama miftura tsarasa. If Mrs. Reuven has a healthy child, so then it comes out that Reuven had a child in this world. It comes out that Reuven's wives don't fall to Yibam. A person only falls to Yibam if Reuven dies without any children. If Mrs. Reuven ends up giving birth to a healthy child from Reuven, so then of course the tsara could go and marry Lashuk, because then the two women don't fall to Yibam. So the girsa that we have in the Braisa doesn't seem to read that the tsara can't get married because maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child. That doesn't make any sense. If she gives birth to a healthy child, then they don't fall to Yibam. So rather, Ella says the Gemara, Ema Shema Lo Yeheo Avlad Shel Kayama. Either you have to read the Braisa, you have to add in the word Loi, that maybe Mrs. Reuven won't have a healthy child. Maybe she'll end up miscarrying. Maybe the child will be a Nephel. And because there's a chance that maybe Now maybe Mrs. Reuven will not give birth to a healthy child, so therefore the tzara is not allowed to get married. Now says the Gemara like this. So again, the setup is, Reuven had two wives, Mrs. Reuven and the tzara. Shimon did at Yivam with Mrs. Reuven while she was a me'uberes. The tzara is not allowed to get married. Now v'isalkadaitach bi'a me'uberes shma bi'a, and if you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yochanan says, that bi'as me'uberes is shma bi'a, that counts as Yivam, so then l'chaira over here, you have a mimanefshach. There's a mimanefshach that should tell us that the tzara could get remarried. Amai leitinase, and why can't she? She should be pater mimanefshach with the bia of Mrs. Reuven. Meaning like this. When Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven is pregnant, so there's two things that could either happen. Either Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child, or she will not. Now, if she gives birth to a healthy child, if she gives birth to a vlacho kayama, so then of course the tzara can marry Lashuk, because then she doesn't even fall to Yibam. And even if she doesn't give birth to a healthy child, so what? She already did Yibam with Shimon. While she was a Me'uberes, she did Yibam with Shimon. So Mimanevshach, that Sarah should be good to go. She should be mutter to marry Lashuk. Mimanevshach, either Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child, in which case the Sarah doesn't even fall to Yibam, or Mrs. Reuven will not give birth to a healthy child, but then anyway, she did Yibam with Shimon. So Mimanevshach, because of the fact that Mrs. Reuven had Bia with Shimon, they did Yibam, so Mimanevshach, that Sarah should be free to go if you hold Bias Me'uberesh Ma'bia. If you say like Rabbi Eichlin that Bias Me'uberesh Ma'bia, so then L'chaira, that Sarah over here has a Mimanevshach that she can marry L'shuk. Elamai, what do you see from here? It's a raya from this braisa to the sheet of Reish Lakish. It's a raya that Bias Me'uberesh Loish Ma'bia. And Mamela, the Tzara cannot marry L'shuk because there's a concern that maybe Mrs. Reuven will not give birth to a child. And if she does not give birth to a child, so then Mrs. Reuven and the Tzara fall to Yibam. They require Yibam or Chalitza. And the fact that Mrs. Reuven had Bia with Shimon while she was pregnant, that accomplished nothing. That didn't accomplish anything. Because Bias Me'uberesh Lo Yishma Bia. So it's a raya from this Braisa against Rabbi Yochanan. It's a raya from this Braisa that Bias Me'uberesh Lo Yishma Bia. So says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye says it, Enachanami, Bibia Kuli Amo Lai Pligi De Lai Patra. Enachanami, even though the way we worded the machlekes before was about both chalitzas meuberes and bias meuberes, that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue about whether or not the chalitza or the bia is shma chalitza or shma bia. Now Abaye is being chayzer because of this braisa, and Abaye is saying that really the machlekes is only about chalitza. The machlekes was only about if you do chalitza to meuberes, but if you do bia to a meuberes, so then the kuli alma it's loy shma bia. That everybody holds, like it's clear from the braisa, that bias meuberes loy shma. Taisus explains, because that's already something that's problematic. It could potentially be an isser if she ends up giving birth to a child. So then it comes out that she's an Eish HaSach. She doesn't fall to Yibam. So that Bia is a Bias Isser. Mamela Bias Me'uberes Laishma Bia. The only Machlaikas, the only Mekipligi Bechalitza, the only Machlaikas was with regards to Chalitza. Rabbi Yechanan Tzavar Chalitza Me'uberes Shma Chalitza Bias Me'uberes Laishma Bia. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Chalitza Me'uberes counts. That's Shma Chalitza. And it's only Bias Me'uberes that Laishma Bia. Whereas Reish Lakish Shavar Bias Me'uberes Laishma Bia. Vechalitza Me'uberes Laishma Chalitza. Reish Lakish says that the two go together, that both Bia and Chalitza with the Me'uberes does not count. Now Amar Le Rava, Rava says back to Abaye, I understand the Braisa is problematic. The Braisa makes it seem that Bias Me'uberes is Laishma Bia. Yeah, fine. But now what you're coming to do with that question is impossible. You're coming to make it that Rabbi Yochanan has a split between Chalitza and Yibam, that Chalitza Me'uberes works, that Shma Chalitza, but Bias Me'uberes is Laishma Bia. That's impossible. Manifshach, whichever way you're going to go with it, what you're saying is impossible. Because Ibias Me'uberesma Bia, Chalitza Me'uberesma Chalitza. Whatever you hold about one has to be true about the other. So if Bias Me'uberes is Shma Bia, so then you could say that Chalitza Me'uberes is Shma Chalitza. However, V Bias Me'uberes Lo Shma Bia, but if Bia with a Me'uberes is not considered Bia, that's not considered a valid Yibam, like you want to say, so then Chalitza Me'uberes Nami Lo Shma Chalitza. So then it has to be that the Chalitza is also Lo Shma Chalitza. They have to go together. together. The hakaimulan, the kala ayla liyiba ma'ila lechalitza, v'chol she'en ayla liyiba mein ayla lechalitza. Yiba and chalitza always go hand in hand. So if you're telling me that when a yivama falls to yibam and she's a mu'uberes, that she's not ayla liyibam, that yibam with her does not work, she's not ayla liyibam, so then the halacha has to be that she's also ayna ayla lechalitza. And if you're telling me she's ayla lechalitza, then she's ayla liyibam. The two things have to go hand in hand. What you're saying is an impossibility. Ah, the braisa. And we know Rabbi Yechanan clearly holds, at least about chalitza, that chalitza is mu'beres, shma chalitza. So, and the braisa makes it, and the firava, that means that also bia is shma bia. Bia is mu'beres is shma bia. But the braisa sounds like not. The braisa sounds like that bia is mu'beres lai shma bia. Just to refresh our memory, because the braisa says that when Reuven had two wives, Mrs. Reuven and the Tzara, and Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven while she's pregnant, so the Tzara cannot marry Lashuk. And the question is why not? If Bias Mu'beres Shema Bia, L'chayr Yehavim Imanifshach, either she'll have a child, in which case the Tzara doesn't even fall to Yibam, or she won't have a child, and then she did Bia already, she already did Yibam. El Amar Rava says, Rava, no, it's not a kasha from the Braisa. Hachikamer, this is what the Braisa means to say. Sticking to the original Girsa of the Braisa, remember, we switched the Girsa of the Braisa. Says Rava, let's go back to the original Girsa. Hakaines yavimtai v'nimtseis me'uberes harezu leitinasei. The case is the same. Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven. The halacha is that she's pregnant. The halacha is that the Tzara is not allowed to get leitinasei, harezu leitinasei tzarasa. The Tzara is not allowed to get married. Why not? Because Shem Yehei Vlad ben Kayama. Because maybe Mrs. Reuven will have a child. Again, we switched it because that didn't make any sense. If she has a child, so then the Tzara doesn't even fall to Yibam. Of course she could get married. Nope, says Rava, let's stick to the original Girsa. The Cheshash is that maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child. Ubias mu'beres leishma bia v'chalitzas mu'beres leishma chalitza. And it could be that the bia and the chalitza of a mu'beres does not work. But the concern over here is not that she won't give birth to a child, it's that she will have a Vlad ben Kayama, like the Braisa really said. Like the original Girsa, that maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a child. Now, what's the problem with that? We said before that if she gives birth to a child, so then the Tzara doesn't fall to Yibam. That's somewhat true. Says Rava, the Havlad ain't a paiter ad sheyatza la'avir ha'ilam. Everybody agrees that even though when Mrs. Reuven has a child, it comes out that they don't fall to Yibam, that patur only applies once the child is actually born. It's only once the child is born, so that's when Mrs. Reuven and the Tzara, that's when they become pater from Yibam. So therefore, there's no Mimanavshach. There's no Mimanavshach. It could be like Rabbi Yechanan, it could be like Rish Lakish, there's no Raya from the Braisi either way. The problem is, though, is that even if Mrs. Reuven has a child, still the Tzara cannot get married to someone else, because that child only paters her once the child is born. Until that child is born, she's considered a Yevama Lashuk. It's only once the child is born, that's when there's no Zika, that's when she becomes pater from Yibam, and that's when she can marry Lashuk. But until then, she's Aser Linase, she's not allowed to get married. But either way, it comes out according to Rava, and some according to Bai really also, just he switches the machlaikas, but for sure according to Rava, so there's no raya from the Braisa either way. So it says the Gemara Tani Kevase de Rava, we have a Braisa that supports Rava. This chiddush of Rava, that even though when Reuven dies and his wife has a child, the child only paters the other, the tzaris, the child only makes the yavamais, the shemeres yavamais pater from Yibam once the child is born. We have a Braisa that says like Rava. The Braisa says, HaKainis Yevimtoi V'nimtzis Mu'beres, Mamish this case, that Shimon does Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, and then it's discovered that really Mrs. Reuven is pregnant. The halacha is zarezu leitinase tzarasa, is that the tzara is not allowed to get married. Why? Because shem yehei vlad ben kayama, is because maybe Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a child. Vein bia v'chalitza paiteres, and therefore for sure the bia and the chalitza, that's not going to pater because she has a child. So for sure the bia and the chalitza are not going to pater her. El vlad paiter, it's only the vlad that could pater her from Yibam. It's only the vlad that could pater the tzara Tara from Yibam, and the problem is that Vahavladin Petra Achiyatulavir Ailam, and the Vlad is only able to have that effect that it patters the Tara from Yibam once the child is born. And Mamela, until the child is born, the Tara is not allowed to get remarried, exactly like Rava said to explain our other Brysa. This Brysa Mamish says it Lehedya. Rava's explanation of the previous Brysa is explicit in this Brysa. Now the Gemara points out, now the Chayr from this Brysa, we have a Kash on Rish Lakish. Because the Brysa says that, well, why can't the Tzara get remarried? The reason why the Tzara is not allowed to get remarried is because maybe Mrs. Reuven is pregnant, and being that she's pregnant, so then the Yibam that Shimon does with Mrs. Reuven is not going to pass to the Tzara. It's only the child that's going to pass to the Tzara, and the child can only pass to the Tzara once the child is born. So says the Gemara, Taima de Shem Yeheva ben Kayamahu. It comes out the only reason why the Tzara is not allowed to get married is because maybe Mrs. Reuven is going to give birth to a healthy child, in which case it's the child that's pathering her, and the child only pathers once the child is born. Halay haviva ben kayama. It's mashma from the Braisa that if the child would not be a healthy child, if Mrs. Ruve would have a miscarriage or she would give birth to a nefel, so then mifter tsarasa, so then the yibam, the bia that Shimon has with Mrs. Ruve, so then that bia will taka path to the tsara, because the Braisa blames it on the fact that the child is only going to pather once the child is born. It's mashma that that's the issue. But if the child, if there wouldn't be a child, so then the bias muberes would be shma bia. So lemi tavi tufti dreish lakish. So l'chayra, this seems to refute. This brisa seems to be a raya against the shita of reish lakish, who says that bias muberes is leishma bia. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya to Rabbi Eichlan. It's not a kasha in reish lakish, because Amar lach reish lakish, reish lakish could explain to you that hachi ketani. This is what the brisa means to say. It's a little bit adding a lot into the Braisa, but Lamaisa, this is how Rish Lakish can answer up the Braisa. The Braisa means to say like this: Hakaynis yavim toiver nimtzeis meuberes. Shimon, he does bia with Mrs. Reuven, and it's discovered that Mrs. Reuven is pregnant. The halacha is that harezu leitinase tzarasa. So the tzara is not allowed to get married. Why? Because shema lo yehe avla ben kayama. It's because maybe Mrs. Reuven will end up miscarrying. Maybe she'll end up miscarrying or give birth to an afel. And v'chalitza smuberes, lo yishma chalitza, ubiya smuberes, lo yishma biya. And even though Shimon did even with her, but that doesn't count because Mrs. Reuben was pregnant at the time that Shimon was with her, so that Yibam doesn't count, which is why the Tzara is not allowed to get remarried. Now, v'im taimer halecha achar raiv nashim, v'raiv nashim v'lad ma'al yaldan. Maybe you'll ask that why should we be concerned for the miut that Mrs. Reuben will give birth to an afel? Raiv Nashim give birth to healthy children, so why should we be concerned that Mrs. Reuven will give birth to an Aphel? We should assume, we should go Basar Raiv, that Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child, and if she'll give birth to a healthy child, it comes out that the Tzara is Pater, so she should be free to get remarried, because she doesn't fall to Yibam, because Mrs. Reuven will give birth to a healthy child. On that, the Braisa was saying that no, because Vlad in Pater Achi Yatzel Avra Ailam, that the Vlad is only able to Pater once the child is born. But until the child is born, so then the Tzara is not free to get remarried. So therefore, that's really what the Braisa meant to say, that there's two reasons why she can't get married. First of all, even if Mrs. Reuven gives birth to a child, that child doesn't pat to her until it's born. And also, there's a concern that she won't give birth to a child, and on the time that she won't give birth to a child, so then the Yibam that Shimon did with Mrs. Reuven is ineffective. It's ineffective, because B'yas Mubaris is Lo Yishma Bia. So that's how Reish Lakish will answer up the Braisa. Now says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Elazar that Efshar Isa Lad Reish Lakish Vle Tanan Lom B'Masnisan. Could it really be that Reish Lakish is right? Could it really be that Chalitza Smuberes Loishma Chalitza and Bia Smuberes Loishma Bia, and we don't have a Mishnah that supports Reish Lakish? So there's many different explanations in the Rishonim and Achreinim to explain what Rabbi Elazar was bothered by. What was Rabbi Elazar bothered by? That could it really be Reish Lakish is right and there's no Raya from a Mishnah? I don't know. Ask the same thing on Rabbi Yochanan. Could it really be that Rabbi Yochanan's right and there's no Raya from a Mishnah? Why is Rabbi Elazar picking on Reish Lakish? Why is he saying, could it really be that Reish Lakish is right and there's no Raya from the Mishnah? So the way the Ritva, I believe, who it is, explains, is that we're going to see later, probably won't get to it until the following shir, is that we're going to see that the halacha follows Reish Lakish. So that's what Rabbi Elazar was bothered by. Could it really be that Reish Lakish says this, and the halacha is like Reish Lakish, and we don't have a mission that supports Reish Lakish? Others explain that really the Braisa that the Gemara just quoted, the Tani Kavasi de Rava, so that seemed to be a very stark raya against Reish Lakish. So yeah, Reish Lakish had a way of wiggling out of the raya. The Braisa meant to say like this and like that, and he really added a lot into the Braisa. And Lamaisa, if we're going to go into this honestly, and we're going to learn up the Braisa, so why would anyone learn the Braisa the way Reish Lakish did? If you're looking at the Braisa at face value, so L'chayra B'Pashtus, you'll learn like Rabbi Yochanan. It must be from the fact that Reish Lakish didn't want to learn like Rabbi Yochanan. From the fact that Reish Lakish wanted to squeeze his way out of the Braisa, it must be that he has some sort of Mishnah that says like him. Because otherwise, why would he say Yeshita? Just say like Rabbi Yochanan Shita. There's no mitzvah to argue. So why is Reish Lakish being, so to speak, and I don't mean it in that way, but why is he being stubborn to explain the Braisa in this kind of way? It sounds like there's something pushing him. It sounds like he must have a Mishnah that supports a Shita, which is why he's willing to be Madcha, the Lashon of the Braisa that we just had. So Al Kapanim Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, that Avshar Isa Lahadar Reish Lakish relates Nan B'masnisen, could it really be that Reish Lakish holds a Shita without having support from a Mishnah? Where's the Raya from the Mishnah? So Nafak, so Rabbi Elazar went out, Doc, he investigated, he looked around, learned up different Mishnayos, keeping this in mind, Va'ashkach, and Yagatu Matzasa Tamin, he was Yageya, and he was Matzah, and he found the following Mishnah. He found a Mishnah that seems to support Reish Lakish. Now we learned in the Mishnah like this. It's a Mishnah later on in the Maseches Yevamos. The Mishnah says on Kuf Yatasa Min Aleph that Ha'isha Shahalach Baila V'tzarasin L'Medinas Hayam. So the case is like this, that you have Reuven. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven and to a Tzara. And he's married to these two wives, Mrs. Reuven and the Tzara. And Reuven goes on vacation with the Tzara. Mrs. Reuven stays behind at home. And Reuven goes out of town with the Tzara. And they go out it's a long vacation. They're going out for, it seems like, for a very long period of time. And what happens is that Ubo Va'amrula, they report back to Mrs. Reuven, who stayed behind. They tell Mrs. Reuven that you should know that Meis Balech, that you should know that your husband died. That Sarah is still alive, she's living in Kalamazoo, but Lamaisa, your husband died. So what's the halacha now for Mrs. Reuven? Until now, there was no children. There was no known children to Reuven. Reuven didn't have any children with Mrs. Reuven. Mrs. Reuven doesn't have any children. And even with the Tzara, at least before they went on their vacation, so the Tzara, for all Mrs. Reuven knew, she was not pregnant. She did not have any children. But Lamaisa, Reuven went with the Tzara on this vacation. It could be at this point that the Tzara is pregnant. It could be she's going to have a child soon. So what's Mrs. Reuven supposed to do? Does she fall to Yibam or does she not fall to Yibam? Does she require Chalitza from Reuven's brother, from Shimon, before Mrs. Reuven, before she gets married, Lashuk, or does she not require anything? The status quo is that there's no children, but again, she has no idea what happened with the Tzara when they went away. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, is that Harezu Laitinase V'Laitisyabim, is that Mrs. Reuven, she's not allowed to get married, Lashuk, but she's also definitely not allowed to do Yibum with Shemin, Acheteda, until she finds out what the story is, that Shemin Uberes Yitzarasa, because she has no idea, maybe the Tzara became pregnant on this trip, and she's expecting a child. So because of that, because of this uncertainty, so Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to get married. Lashuk, and she's also not allowed to do Yibum. She has to find out what the situation is. So now says the Gemara like this, says the Belazar like this, that Bishlama Yevumilai, I understand why the Mishnah says, I get it why the Mishnah says, that Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon, because Shema Yehevla Ben Kayama. Because maybe the Tzara is pregnant, maybe she's going to give birth to a healthy child, in which case, if that happens, so then Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibum. And if she goes ahead and she has Bia with Shimon, the Yifka be'Isser Eshesach de'Araisa. She's going to be Ivran and Isser Erva Eshesach de'Araisa. So that's obviously a big no-no. We're definitely not going to allow her to do Yibum. Ella says, Rabbi Elazar, I have a question. That Loi Tachlaitz Amai. Why can't you just do Chalitza and then marry Lashuk? What's wrong with just doing Chalitza? Why can't she do chalitza? And then she'll marry Lashok. And then Mimanafshach, she'll be good. Either the tzara has the baby, and in which case she didn't need the chalitza, or the tzara did not have a baby, in which case she did chalitza anyways. So just do chalitza with Shimon, and then she can marry Lashok. So now says Rabbi Elazar, that I get it. That Bisham atachleitz b'taych tisha, utinase b'taych tisha loy. I understand that we won't allow her to do chalitza within the 9 months and after Reuven dies, and allow her to get married within the 9 months because hainu safik, because that's part of our safik, because maybe the tzara is pregnant and she's going to end up miscarrying, and if so, so the chalitza smu beres is leishma chalitza, so that makes sense. Or maybe she'll give birth, or if she gives birth, then fine. But maybe she won't give birth, or even if she gives birth, it could be then the vlad only patters once it's yatzalav her ailam. So fine, I get it that we're not going to allow her to do chalitza and get married within the 9 months. That makes sense. Elatachloitz b'teich tisha utinasi la'acher tisha. But why don't we allow her to do chalitza right away? And then wait 9 months, and after 9 months, she could go ahead and she could get married. That's a very simple etza. If Rabbi Yochanan is right, that chalitzas meuberes is shma chalitza. If Rabbi Yochanan is right, that chalitzas meuberes is shma chalitza. So let her do chalitza right now, and in a chanami, we won't let her get married right away because she might be over on Yivam Lashok. So we won't let her get married right away. But at least then she could get married after 9 months. Why don't we allow her to do that? And then Mimanafshach, she'll be good. Elamai, must be because chalitzas muberes is loishma chalitza. It must be like Reish Lakish says. So that was Rabbi Lazar's riot to Reish Lakish from a Mishnah. It was from this Mishnah. You see that in Cheshbon it comes out that it must be chalitzas muberes is loishma chalitza. Because if chalitzas muberes would be shma chalitza, so we should allow her to do chalitza now and then get married after 9 months. Says the Gemara, two rejections to this raya. Says the Gemara, rejection number one, l'tameich, according to your reasoning, according to this type of eitza, so there's another eitza that l'chayr should work even l'fi Reish Lakish. Tachleitz v'tinase l'achar tisha. Why don't we allow her to do chalitza and get married after 9 months? Tell her to wait 9 months, and then in 9 months' time, why does she have to find out what the truth of the matter is? Even if she doesn't find out what the story with the tzara is, she should just be allowed to wait 9 months, and then after 9 months, she could do chalitza, and then for sure, she could get remarried. Very simple eitza. That should work, even if you're Reish Lakish. Akadekach Taisis asked, it's a pella, what the Gemara thought in the Havamina, about what Rabbi Lazar thought. B'chayri, this is a very simple eitza that should work, even if you're Reish Lakish. Ella, what are you going to have to say? Why does the Mishnah not rely on any of these eitzas? Why does the Mishnah say that she has to find out what the story is with the tzara? It's because Bar Mina Dahi. It's because we can't use such an eitza. The Abayi Bar Abba Rav Chinina Bar Abayi Dami Tarvayu. They both said that Shemi Yehev La Ben Kayama VeNimsa Ata Matzricha Kroz LeKuhuna. It's because we're concerned that if they end up doing chalitza, if we allow Mrs. Reuven to do chalitza with Shemin during the 9 months, after the 9 months, if you're Reish Lakish, whatever the case, if we allow her to do chalitza, so she's going to end up doing chalitza. At that point, we'll have to consider her a chalutza. She'll be pasul l'kuhuna. But then, what might happen is that shem yehev la ben kayama. Maybe we'll end up discovering that the tzara was pregnant and that she gave birth to a living child, in which case Mrs. Reuven never really fell to Yibam. So even though she did chalitza with Shimon, she's not really a chalutza. That chalitza was completely meaningless. In which case, she's going to go ahead and she's going to marry a kayin. She's not a chalutza, she's mutter to a kayin. She'll go marry a kayin, but she lamaisa, she was in Bezdin the other week doing chalitza. So what, it's going to look very strange. V'nimtza ata matzricha kruz. The kahuna, so your Bezdin is going to have to go out and make an announcement that even though people might have just seen this lady in Bezdin just last week doing chalitza, you should know that she's allowed to marry this kayin because she's not really a chalitza. Because really, we thought she was a chalitza, we were suspicious that she was a chalitza, but really she wasn't. And because we don't want to have to come on to this, so therefore we don't rely on these eitzes. We want her to find out the facts of the matter. We want her to find out if and when the tzara gives birth to a child. Says the Gemara, why not rely on this eitza of the kruz, of making the announcement? The litzricha, why not allow this whole story? And so what? So if she marries a kayin, so Bezdin will go and they'll make an announcement. What's the big deal? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the issue. It's because Dilma Ike Inish Dahavi Bechalitza, Vloy Havi Bachraza. You might have some people, they were in Besdin, they were around town, they were in town at the time that Mrs. Ruvain did the Chalitza, so they know about her that she's a Chalitza, and they're not around at the time that Besdin makes the announcement, V'asilimimar Kashari Chalitza Lakayin, and they're gonna come away from this whole thing thinking, they come back to town, they see that this Chalitza, who they saw doing Chalitza, is now married to a Kayin, they're gonna think, ah, so Besdin was matter a Chalitza to a Kayin. So because of that, we don't want to have to rely on any of these types of eitzes or doing chalitza. We want Mrs. Ruvain to find out the facts of the matter, so there's no raya from this Mishnah to the sheet of Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Lazar wanted to bring a raya to Reish Lakish from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say a very simple eitzah of doing chalitza taych tishah chadashim, doing chalitza within 9 months, and then afterwards we'll allow her to get married. Says the Gemara, rejection number one is that even if you Reish Lakish, you have an eitzah to just do chalitza afterwards, do chalitza after 9 months. Elamai, we're not relying on these type of eitzahs because of the problems that could come out. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says a different rejection to this raya. It says Abaye that whoever told you that we don't rely on this Eitzah. Lamaisa, what was the lashon of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that in this case, where Reuven went out of town with the Tzara, and Mrs. Reuven stayed behind, people come and they tell Mrs. Reuven, you should know your husband died. So the Mishnah said that Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to get remarried, and she's not allowed to do Yibum until she finds out what's the story with the Tzara. Is she giving birth to a baby or not? That's what the Mishnah said. So says Abaye, did the Mishnah ever say that she can't do chalitza or yibum? That's not what it said. It said it said that she can't get married, lashuk, and she can't do yibum. But that meant b'loy chalitza. That meant only if she doesn't do chalitza. Avali chalitza, but it could be in a chanami. Even the Mishnah agrees that if Mrs. Reuven would do chalitza with Shemin, so then hachanami, the sharia, so then in a chanami, she'd be mutter to marry lashuk. It could even be within 9 months. It could be even if she does chalitza within 9 months. It could be chalitza smu beresh shma chalitza. The Mishnah wasn't discussing chalitza. It was saying that without chalitza, she has no options because mimanifshach, maybe, or there's a safek. Not mimanifshach, because there's a safek that we don't know what the story is with the tzara. So that's why she can't do yibam and she also can't marry lashuk. But she could do chalitza and then marry lashuk. That was the Mishnah never said otherwise. So really, this Mishnah is not a raya to Reish Lakish. So it comes out, we have no Mishnayis, we have no braisas that are a raya to either Shita, we just have the Machlaikas or Yechnin and Reish Lakish, is Chalitza Smubaras, is Bias Smubaras, Shma Chalitza and Shma Bia, like Rabbi Yechnin says, or is it Laishma Chalitza and Laishma Bia, like Reish Lakish says. And says the Gemara though, that even though until now there was no raya, says the Gemara finally, that Tanya Kavasi to Reish Lakish, that Lamaisa, we have a Mefurish, a braisa, Mamish Mefurish, like Reish Lakish, says the Raisa Choylitz Mubaras Vehepila Tzricha Chalitza Mena Achin. And if Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven while she's pregnant, even if she ends up miscarrying, so it comes out that really she did fall to Yibam, still the halacha is that after the miscarriage, she requires another chalitza, she requires a new chalitza, because the chalitza that Shimon did with her while she was pregnant was ineffective. Chalitza smuberes, laishma chalitza, abraisa mefureshes, like the sheet of Reish Lakish, which is why Amar Rava, Rava says that hilchasa kivasi de Reish Lakish mani tlas. That even though always, in Kol HaShas, we always pass in like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, there are three exceptions, and Chada is Hada Amaran. And one of them is this case of Bias Mubaris, Chalitza Mubaris, that the Halacha follows Reish Lakish, like we have a tiny Kivasid Reish Lakish, that the Halacha follows Reish Lakish, that Bias Mubaris and the Chalitza Mubaris is Loishma Bia and Loishma Chalitza, and Bez Hashem in the following share we'll discuss the other two cases.